July 3rd, 1971. Mrs. Lyda Colfax. There we go. It's all set.
Are we on the elk dance?
Yeah, first I want to ask you about Ozette.
Oh.
Okay, and then we'll talk about the elk dance.
No. Let's see. What was about that, that time? About Ozette.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to know which families came from there. Which families lived at Ozette?
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, in the times. In the times of the early days, that was Mr. Chubachad.
Chubachad.
Yeah.
Chubachad.
And he got cousin got the widow when the count dead pass away. And Mr. Parker, Chubachad, he took the lady on account of two boys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The boys were named Conrad. And the other boy was named Rendell.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I don't know what name we had from the Indian. Name.
Yeah.
All I know is Conrad and Randolph. Oh yes, Randolph was Wawatupa.
Wawatupa.
Uh-huh.
Say it again. Would you say it again?
Wawatupa. And Conrad, he took his father's name, the count.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chubachad, his last per person out of the early days. And we had these two boys. Boy Tupia
and Conrad,
you see, their name was, I just mentioned it to I
so how? It's a coward.
Oh yes, it's a coward. That's his father's name. Conrad. That's his Indian name.
What about Wilson Parker?
Well, I ain't up to that yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, we got these two boys with their uncle, Chubachad. Mm-hmm. And all the parents pass away. So they stay with their uncle. They stay with Parker on account of they got their mother after the coward passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Chubachad.
Chubachad, yeah.
Who is Chubachad?
Chubachad. It's Randolph's uncle.
Okay.
What's up was uncle.
Yeah, okay.
And the coward. Yeah. That's why they stay with Chubachad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went to school. There are two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And one different one. There were three together. And they moved down nearby from Usad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That must have been 1852 or 54. They were boys, you know, boys about, each one, the child was about 10 years old, and Owatupa was about 7 years old when they moved down there for the boarding school, to go to school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Wilson, we'll get on to Wilson. There's Wilson Parker. That's, Chubachad's brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Half brother.
His half brother.
Wilson is half
Trollope.
Oh.
Oh. Is it cool? Yeah.
Is Chubachad named Frank?
Yeah, it
is. Frank Parker? Is that Chubachad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I understand.
Yeah. And then Wilson Parker.
Oh.
And there, what they call a custom marriage of Chichiki's daughter, Makah Tribe, from Makah Tribe.
What was the
name? Her name is Yaquachis.
Yaquachis. Who was her father?
Chichiki.
Chichiki.
Chichiki, yeah. Mm.
He was a macaw?
Yeah. He was a macaw. 100% macaw. Yeah. You got it.
What's this custom marriage?
Huh?
You said they call it a custom marriage.
Oh, that's a custom marriage to Yaquachis.
What does that mean?
A custom? Well, it's with that, you know, that shell money? And, they sing the Indian song, and one thing I don't know what the real costume they were using, whether it was real. They're made out of cedar board and make a big hole and certain number of feet to back about 40, 50 feet, and then spear it with a small spear. Try to hit that wood. If they hit that wood and went through the hole, they wouldn't be a lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the macaw word for that kind of marriage?
Well, yeah, that's what they call custom marriage.
Is there an Indian word?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Kuchha. Kuchha.
Kuchha.
Uh-huh. All right. And Now we got that one. That's Wilson Barker. He's Lummy Park and Macaw have. His father from Lummy. Yeah. Wilson.
Wasn't Wilson Parker's father Tsakalik?
He was from Lummy.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was from Lummy. He's, I think they call that Clallams. Yeah. Lummy Indians.
In the old days, did people always live at Ozette, or was it seasonal? Did they only go there in seasons?
No, they have been, always been there.
Always been there.
Yeah. Because that's where they raised and where they home, what home they made.
Mm-hmm.
Them big hot houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, that's all for Parker Bunch. There's a number of children from that, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all Parker Bunch.
Yeah.
And, Parker Bunch, and yeah, the whole Parker Bunch. There are about 20 or 25 children down there yet.
Yeah.
And they all mix up now. Half breeds. Yeah, they don't like me. 100% Indian. Yeah.
Not many 100% Indians left. You and Roger Colfax and a couple others, and that's all.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Let's see. That's Rogers. Nora and I, see, Macaw, that's all it is, that's 100% Macaws, yeah, they all passed away now, but they're all on the treaty paper. That's in Washington. That's all there is. You see, the chiefs had papers. Who's that and near me? And when their children passed away, they put that in the grave, put it in the fire. Burn the paper. Burn the paper. Yeah. Now, that's about the size of Parker Bunch now or today.
Yeah.
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 That's the biggest family in their day.
Still.
Yeah. That's the biggest family. They're my first cousins.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They're my first cousins. Tom Parker's my first cousin. Yeah.
I just went to see Tom this morning and he said to say hi to you.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And their mother, Wilson Parker's wife, Jan Ochrink, is my aunt. She's my aunt. Yeah. That's why I related Tom. Yeah. So we got them.
Yeah. Did people from other villages come to Ozette at certain times of the year to use it?
Different.
Did people from different villages, like Nia Bay or Wyatch or Tsuyez, did they come to Ozette?
Oh, yes, yes.
Why?
You see, when we come to go into school, in the boarding school, that's why we mix up then. I related Ozette. I related Parker's wife. She's my aunt. See? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's my uncle's sister, Peter Brown. And my mother's half sister. Yeah, that Parker's wife. Let's see, I got her name.
Parker's wife?
Yakakwish.
Huh? Yakwakish, I think. Yakwakish.
No, that's Wilson's wife.
Wilson's wife's name.
That's Chichiki's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what was I trying to get?
Parker's wife.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah. She's got a name.
I suppose she does. Yeah.
I guess you must have got it on. No?
No, not yet.
I had this.
What is it?
That does it. Yeah. Da. Sa. Ax. Ax. That's the last one.
Dada Sata Ax.
That's right.
That's Frank Parker's wife.
That's a Chubachad's wife.
Okay. Good. What time of year did other macaws come to Ozette, especially? Did they come to Ozette at a special time of year?
Oh, yes, yeah.
For what?
Yes. That is in midsummer.
Oh.
Yeah. They bring their food from Suez, Wyatt, nearby. Also from Nitlat, British Columbia. Yeah. Dry fish, smoked fish. And they trade off. They put in place of that grab what they brought it to Uzat. Whale Bubba and whale smoked dried meat. And they do that every year on account of the children from Makawayat, Suyas. The boys are married with Uzat families.
Oh.
That's why they do that, see?
Oh.
Yeah. They put in Passover time in the summer. Yeah. Every year.
Did they like to marry people from other villages?
Oh, yes. After... we'll get into that.
Okay.
After... Yeah. Well, that's all for Parker Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
All right. Now, you want to dance on the start on the dances?
Just a couple more questions, and I want to ask a couple more questions, and then I'll want you to talk about the dances in Indian language. Okay, but that'll be in a minute. Did Quileutes ever come to Ozette?
Who?
Quileutes.
Oh yes, yeah.
Lots?
Yeah. Norris got Quileute's mother.
Oh.
Married with Macaw. Oh, married with from Suyas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one. That's another one.
Well, 2 months I bread it with cracker crumbs and I quick freeze it. Then I take it out of the freezer and in an hour and a half well, you can fry it. Good.
That's really something. Mm-hmm. Really thaws rapidly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the freezer. It looks like it's never going to come apart.
Yeah, I suppose you've had lots of experience cooking.
Oh,
all these
yes.
Things. You're a professional cook.
I've fried lots of salmon, baked lots. I do a baked. Silver that I only do for 20 minutes on 500. I squeeze lemon juice all over the top of the salmon. Then I season it, salt and pepper it. And then just about 2 minutes before it comes out of the oven, I butter the whole thing. Butter the top. It is delicious.
Crispy,
it's moist. Moist. It's not steamy and clammy. It's good. And all the flavor is cooked in it and it stays in there. Not a big dried out. But you have to know what you're doing because at 500 you can overcook it,
right.
Or you can undercook it. Either way is bad. We do that for 30, 40, 50 people. We've done it for 600 people.
Oh, that's a bunch. Mm-hmm. Well, there must have been 100 at the party the other night.
Yeah, that was a small crowd.
I suppose during the winter you get more people.
Well, at this big occasion we had when my granddaughter got married, I insisted on a large king, and it was $1.10 a pound at the time. And we had to have 100 pounds of large king. We had to have 200 pounds of the finest chicken we can get. That's chicken that's been half cooked, or three quarters, and you just brown it. And it isn't stiff when it's fried. It's, you know, it's just delicious.
Right.
Oof. We had, chicken that out of the Evergreen Market where it's almost all cooked and we just fry it a little while. They did that in the restaurants for us. But the salmon we did at the hall. And we didn't have anything left.
How many people were there?
I imagine we served 400 or more.
That must have been a great occasion.
It was. Our granddaughter's wedding.
You gonna sit down and join us?
Mm-hmm.
Will you sit down and join us?
Yeah, after a while.
Oh.
I'm listening right now.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, we better get back to the lesson. We're talking about the deer.
Deer, book watch.
Book watch. Did I say that? No, I didn't say that quite right. Book watch.
Book watch.
Book watch.
Book watch.
Book watch. Yeah. I was reading some stories, some of the old stories, but these were Nootka stories.